Thank you, Stephanie, for joining us today. It's always a pleasure to work with you, and we look forward to what you have to share with us. And then at the end of this, we're going to come back to some more slides and information that I wanted to make you aware of as well. So we have a website to share with you and some other resources. So with that, I'm going to turn it over to Stephanie. Thanks a lot.
Okay. Thank you, Brenda, for the introduction, and thank everyone for participating this afternoon. Again, my name is Stephanie Turner. I'm employed with Recording for the Blind and Dyslexic, and I'll be excited to share with you this afternoon our new redesign of the RFB&D website. For the last several months, we've had a team that has worked diligently, for one, analyzing the feedback that we received from our members to help us design a new look and feel, make the information a little more accessible, no pun intended, and kind of clear as to how you navigate around the website. So many of you may have seen it already, but if you haven't, this will be the opportunity, as Brenda indicated, to ask questions and for me to share the new look and feel with you, and we definitely want to get your feedback on it. So first of all, we're still pleased to announce that RFB&D is continuing to offer free individual membership for anyone with a certified print and or learning disability. This has been made available through a special grant from the Department of Ed Office of Special Education. And with that free membership, we offer free web-based teacher training and other classroom support materials. We have available 24/7 member service, online, phone, and email support. And we have extended the deadline for our annual National Achievement Awards for eligible seniors, high school and college. To participate, we give away approximately $50,000 annually in awards. So if you have students or children who can benefit from that award, I know I could have, please feel free to definitely submit their application, and we'll click on that link to show some of the criteria. In addition to our new website, we're still promoting our learningthroughlistening.org website, which is a great teacher resource for classroom implementation, educational tools, how to use the RFB&D content library. There's a lot of good information on that website as well. Okay, we can go to the next slide.
This is just a page to say become a friend of the Classmate Reader, but also RFB&D. We both are on Facebook, and you can follow us. We are posting videos and different information there as well. Okay, we're going to hop out now, and we're going to dive right into the website, and Stephanie is going to show you around the websites. So we've gone to www.rfbd.org.
Okay, so introduction. Here we go. This is the new redesign of Recording for the Blind and Dyslexic's website. We've incorporated a new look and feel that really speaks to the members that we serve. So this is actually brand new. The banner ad, which highlights some of our members along with their stories. We felt it was important to make that connection that people identify with who our audience is and how we are truly changing lives that we carry through in lifelong learning. So this is Monty Anderson, and this is a rotating banner. So every time you refresh your screen, you'll get a new image and a new story and a new testimonial to the achievement and success that our members have experienced with working with RFB&D. In addition, we have broken down into segments for individuals and families, for schools and educators, and for public and public policy and advocacy. This will make it a little easier and cleaner determining on how you're entering RFB&D. You know, as an individual, as an educator, or from the public policy and advocacy avenue. And you can access our library. I'm just going to scroll down just a little bit. You know what, Brenda? It's not giving me control.
You're actually doing it, Stephanie.
Maybe it's moving a little slower.
Yeah, it's just moving
slower. Okay, it's a little slower. Okay, sorry about that. So again, you can access our library of 59,000 titles, and we've added some new and interesting features here. I'm going to scroll down a little bit. If you can bear with me, it's moving a little faster on my screen than I think it is on the audience. So we've also incorporated a blog, and we'll talk a little bit about that, and some other highlights. Enjoying a good book, some of our summer reading and spring reading catalogs will be available. Information on our blog. We talked about our NAA awards and the deadline being extended to April 30th. And we're right in the throes of our national record-a-thon. So we're talking to our volunteers, and we're soliciting for volunteers to join and participate with RFB&D. So I'm going to scroll back up now. I think it's scrolling.
Yeah, it'll be there in a second.
Okay, there we go. All right, so I'm going to click on the individuals and families. And Brenda, you can interrupt me if there's any questions that appear in the chat box that I need to address.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So again, right now RFB&D membership is free for individuals. We talked about, or I explained about, the grant from the Department of Ed that is ongoing. And you can click right here and go to our online registration for immediate access. What that will allow you to do is complete your online registration. It takes about maybe 10 minutes to complete, and you'd have instant access to download or order up to 3 books just until you mailed in the hard copy of the certification. So we've streamlined that process. We're still working on making it even a little more simplistic for our users, but I think we've done a good job so far to help to cut down on some of the number of screens, and that was some of the feedback that we received to make that registration process a lot easier for our users. I'm going to scroll down a little more. We've incorporated, you know, testimonials from our users. You can get right to our member services or our help section here as well. And then right below here, we talk about the certification, the copyright, and the classroom participation. So we've tried to make it as clean and as easy as possible to get to where it is that you would need from an individual standpoint. Let me see. I'm going to go back home here.
Stephanie, I also noticed that on the right-hand side of that page it said email a friend, and I'm assuming that's so that if you want to share this information with a parent, a student, that they also can just email that page to someone else and let them know about the information you have. Is that correct?
That's correct, yes. As well as the newsletter sign-up, we deploy our e-newsletter called The Download. So if you want to stay current with events and activities for RFB&D, you can click in that box and put in your email address, and you become, you know, part of our email distribution list to receive broadcast messages, you know, pertinent information, new product information via email. Okay. I'm going to click on the schools and educators. And again, here we talk about the different type of membership for institutions and for educators. We have a couple of new programs, our Comprehensive Achievement Program, which is CAP, our District Achievement Program. We have some cool acronyms, DAP, and then our School Achievement Program, SAP. I'm not going to go into great detail, but those are all accessible. You can click on those links and find out more if you're an educator or in the institutional market. We still have our link regarding the stimulus funds on the page as well. And again, we felt it was important to keep the connection with our individual users and their specific success. So again, we've incorporated some quotes on the page as well. Okay. Sorry if you're seeing that circle around. Can tell if it was following me. And then the last highlighted link, the public policy and advocacy. Okay? Again, within legislation, we know things change, best practices for states, education collaboration, our advocate center, all of this information now, we've tried to put it into streamline buckets that makes it really easy for our users to come in and get right to the source of the information that they want to access. So that was key, that we did not have things broken out in that way before. And again, the testimonial will go right to the individual story. Before it was Monty, now you should see Jessica on the screen. So each time is another powerful story that shares to the success of RFB&D. And the link over here talks about our Give Here, Give Now campaign, about donating and volunteering your time to RFB&D. Okay. We can go to the browse the library, and it would bring up the different search mechanisms for searching through all of our different titles that we have. Right now we have about 59,000 titles. We're adding 6,000 to 9,000 titles per year. We've already incorporated our summer fun reading list as well, which is a great benefit to know that a lot of the top circulating literature books broken down by age segment, we have the Percy Jackson, the Twilight series, Airmen. So this kind of reinforces the message for the free individual membership that users can take advantage of this individual membership and do their leisure reading at home, you know, when they're comfortable and relaxed, you know, not just now but through the summer. So they're constantly reinforcing that skill. Okay. So that's pretty much an overview from a high level. You know, I know we're limited for time, so I'm going to jump in. We talked about being able to access and going online and showing you where the user authorization keys are. So I'm going to log on. I clicked on the member logon button on the previous screen that was in the upper right corner. So I'm going to go ahead and log on. And it knows me. I've been here before. Okay, so it's brought up my account, and if you notice, it shifted a little bit on the screen. I think this is just part of the online tool that we're using for the training. But when you log on, everything will be lined up. So a lot of questions have come up regarding the downloads and the available UAKs, and if they're free, how they find them. First and foremost, you must create an online user account. So if you remember when we went back to the individuals and families, there was a create my online account for instant access. My account was already created, but you first must create an online account. And then once you have your user ID and password, after completing that process, which in, again should take about 10 minutes, you can come to the My Download screen. And this is just going to show all of the books that I've already ordered. So the DL books are the DAISY downloadable books, and the WM are the WMA formatted that plays on commercial MP3 players. So it breaks it out to show the two different types of downloads that RFB&D offers. So from here, if I click on my account, and I'm going to scroll down just a little bit to the middle of the page. And over here, it indicates authorize a DAISY player. So this is the link. We've received a lot of questions on how users get their user authorization key. This is the link where you would click on this drop-down, and from this list, you would select your DAISY player from the list, and then you would follow that process. So, just by way of announcement, we've recently added the Level Star icon and the BookSense player, and as well as the APH Braille Plus to our list of authorized playback devices that users can come on and get a free user authorization key for. So you would select your player. And I'm just going to go down here real quick. you'd select one of your players. Let's see if that's not clicking.
Do you want me to click it for you?
I'm just going to select that. Yeah, it just did it. I was aiming for stream, but it went to Maestro. And you would click continue. And then you'd enter in the serial number of your device. And once you enter in the serial number, you would click continue, and it would begin to download the user authorization key that you needed for that specific player. We're not going to go through that process just in the interest of time, but I did feel it was important because we've received a lot of calls as to where they located the user authorization key. So just to repeat those steps, you would first create your online account, you would log on, you would click on the My Account, and then you would go to the Authorize a Daisy Player and select the appropriate player and begin to download your book. Okay? Let me see. I'm going to click
and
out
this,
of here. And
I just wanted to make I wanted to make a comment. This is for players that have come in the past. So there are some players that RFB&D carries and that authorization is already complete if you purchase right from RFB&D.
Correct. Thank you for the clarification. So as of right now, including the two recently added ones, the Plex Store Pocket and the Stream, we recently added those to our line of distributed playback devices. Those will already come with the user authorization key pre-installed, so you would not have to go through that process. But for the other players that we do not distribute, that we only authorize, such as the NLS player, the APH Braille Plus, the Level Star Icon, if you're purchasing it from the vendor or from another dealer, you would have to go through this process. In addition, I just mentioned the NLS player. There's been a lot of communication around that and whether or not it is supported, and we are glad to say we support both the simple and the advanced players. So if you have those playback devices, it's the same process. You'd enter your serial number, download your user authorization key, and that would enable your NLS playback device as well. Okay. Any questions here, Brenda? No?
No. The presentation is coming through fine. So.
Okay, great. Okay. Let me go back to the home screen here. We talked about the book catalog and the number of titles. I always tell everyone less is more when placing the order. We do have advanced subject and browse new title capabilities. We're going to be enhancing these features as well. That's part of the phase two of our overall redesign and restructuring. As well as the product catalog, we'll be making some tweaks there, you know, as well. But for the most part, the overall look and feel of the RFB&D page. You know what, Brenda, I think you might have to go back to rfbd.org because I'm logged in.
Okay. Do you want to show the catalog at all? Nothing. We're done then. If you're logged out, we'll log out. There we go.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. One of the other questions that happened while that was sent is, what about the Victor Reader on the computer? I think she was looking at authorization. So she's wanting to know if we have
software?
Yes.
Okay. Software works a little differently, and that's a software registration. So that information comes with the actual software package. It's not a user authorization key. It's a software registration. So all of that information gets delivered with the software package because you're still registering the serial number, but it does work slightly different than one of the hardware playback options.
Okay. And if you have difficulty with that, then I would say go to your support and have the technical support walk you through that.
Mm-hmm. One of the other things I want to point out, which is new on the site, let me see if it's letting me scroll up. Let's see if I can get that out of the way.
Do you want to go to the top?
It's locking me. Yes, all the way up to the top.
There we go.
Is it all the way up?
Okay. It is. We'll get there in a second.
Okay. It looks a little different on my screen. So right here, you have the ability to increase the text. So if you have someone who's low vision and maybe needs a point size higher to see the text, you can click on this icon here, and it will increase the display text on the screen to make it a little bigger. That was something that we recently incorporated as well. So, and again, it may look a little different just because of the resolution of the training, but that was a key feature that we got a lot of feedback that many people liked. As I indicated, this is still a work in process, so we'd love to get your feedback on what you feel about the new site. On the Support Us, we're going to be changing that. We realize that it is important to have dedicated technical support sites and a training site, so we're having recent meetings right now about how to construct that information. So there's one centralized spot that our users are going to for FAQs, for support, for technical assistance, for explanations on different product types that we offer, whether it be DAISY or WMA downloadable. So that's something that's also, you know, a current work in process. But I think overall we've captured a lot of the feedback that we received from our members to really construct the information in a way that if I'm an individual, if I'm an educator, or if I'm someone looking for public policy, I'd be able to quickly get to it. So at this time, I'm going to leave it open for any further questions. I thank everyone for their time. I encourage them to go through the site and provide feedback to RFB&D, to our member services department, and that email and phone number will be on the last slide of Brenda's presentation, or of our presentation, excuse me. Because again, we're building this for you. We have an idea and a vision, but we want to make sure that we're putting our best face forward and we're making the information easy and accessible to get to as well.
Great. Thanks, Stephanie. There doesn't seem to be any questions. Paula's question was answered for the UAK. If anyone else has any questions, please raise your hand and you can connect. I also wanted to let you know that we have a site, and we're just going to hop to that site quickly. We have created a site called mydreamclassroom.com, and there's draws here. So if you're interested, this site allows us to understand the difference between the different players and the libraries that we can have access to. You can find out more information about RFB&D as well on this site. So it's another great way. It's a visual graphic, and I'll be going through a little web presentation on this in the next couple weeks. So please feel free to go onto the site and play with it. You have either elementary, high school, or college options as well. And there are different draws that will be happening monthly, so I encourage you to take advantage of that. I also wanted to let you know that we have some resource guides available on the HumanWare website. And if you are interested, we do have some loaner programs, so take a look at our About Us tab and look under the Education Stimulus Package. There's some different workshops that can be done as well. I also wanted to let you know that we have past presentations posted, and we have a few different presentations coming up here in the next little while. We have one regarding the actually how to organize all the files for working with students. That's going to be happening next week, and so I wanted to let you know that as well. So I want to thank you for attending today. We wanted to keep it short and sweet and to allow you the opportunity to see the new website, and I thank Stephanie for sharing that. Here is the information regarding Recording for the Blind and Dyslexic. So if you need more information about member services, their phone number is 800-221-4792. And I really encourage you to take advantage of that free membership and have that summer reading for your students through the summer to help maintain those reading and literacy skills. And you also can email RFB&D at, this is their customer service email address, which is CUSTSERV at rfbd.org. And we also encourage you to visit the Learning Through Listening website as well. So it's learningthroughlistening.org or rfbnd.org. So with that, I want to thank you for attending today. And we will be around for a few minutes for any further questions. And I want to thank Stephanie again for presenting today's presentation and all the great tips that you showed us. We will also, and I just want to clarify, Stephanie, when we go into the family site, the best spot to find the scholarship information is located at what spot?
There is a link that has the NAA annual scholarships. It's, I believe, the third or fourth link down.
And I'm just going to go back to
the live site.
Yep. So here we go. I know that this is
you
the
have control, Bertha.
Okay. You can now go ahead, Stephanie.
Okay. Right here. This is the information that gives the overview. And there's an apply now, so it does launch the application as well. So we encourage, we've received several applications, but we've got at least 1 week left. You'd win a trip to Washington, up to $6,000. We give away, I believe, a total of approximately $50,000. And these are pictures and testimonials of the past winners. And some of those you saw the rotating banner ads on the homepage of RFBND. So with the high cost of post-secondary education, I encourage everyone to encourage their children and their students to apply for these scholarships. The Mary P. Oslinger, I can never pronounce that, Scholastic Achievement Award is for college seniors, and the Marion Huber LTL Award is for high school seniors. The one for college seniors who are blind or visually impaired, and for high school seniors who have a learning disability. But I do encourage everyone to participate, encourage your students to participate.
Great. I want to thank everyone for attending today, and we will see you back here hopefully in the next little while. We have a lineup of presentations that will be coming down the pipeline very soon, and you'll see those invitations. So thanks for coming out, and have yourself a great day. Bye-bye.